This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Jerome. It is said that the world's best-selling book is the Bible. But how many of us know that the responsibility for translating its many parts or books was taken on by one man, Saint Jerome? His deep knowledge of the different languages used in the original books made it possible for him to translate both the Old and New Testaments into Latin, which could be understood by most of the people under the influence of Rome at that time. Jerome's version was so complete that for more than 1,500 years it has been used as the guide for many translations and versions. Jerome was born in the small town of Stridon, Italy, about 342 A.D. His family consisted of two sisters and one brother. His parents had some wealth, which they used to give him a good education. His studies were completed in Rome, where he studied rhetoric, which was the popular course of studies at the time, and mastered the Latin and Greek languages under a well-known pagan teacher. For a while, he was quite proud of himself, enjoyed idleness, and led a life of sin, not thinking much about religion. But then he chanced to meet some good companions who were sensitive to religion, and together they would spend their Sundays visiting the burial sites of the Roman martyrs in the catacombs. Jerome was baptized when he was 24, and then he decided to travel and study. Before he returned home, he had made up his mind to lead a good life and study the writings about Christ, even though he still enjoyed reading the popular pagan writers of the day. One night he dreamed that he had died and was standing in judgment before God. He was asked who he was. "A Christian," he said. The reply came, "You lie. You are a pagan, because what you love best, there is your heart." Jerome quickly decided to study only sacred scripture. He went off to live in the desert, where for 5 years he studied Hebrew, did penances, and fasted in an effort to conquer his temptations of the flesh. However, disagreements arose between other hermits in the area and himself. He left the desert. He was ordained by the Bishop of Antioch, and then traveled with him to Rome. The Pope was impressed by Jerome's learning, and often asked him to translate and explain the meanings of certain scripture passages. He became friends with certain wealthy Roman women, and acted as their spiritual director. They met regularly to pray, sing the Psalms, and read the scriptures under his guidance. But when the Pope died, some persons who were jealous of Jerome's success, and angry because he publicly criticized their way of life, succeeded in driving him out of the city. Jerome moved to Bethlehem, where he was soon joined by the Roman women. With their assistance, he built a monastery, convent, church, and a hospice for pilgrims to stay when they visited the Holy Land. Even though Jerome preferred to live by himself and his books, he received many letters from thinkers in the Eastern and Western Roman empires, asking for interpretations of scripture passages, or his opinions about the issues of the day. He wrote to defend the virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and explained that relics of the martyrs were to be honored, not worshipped. He helped find shelter for those people who were fleeing before the invading Huns, as well as those who arrived daily from the west, looking for safety from the corrupt and dying power of Rome, which would soon fall to the barbarians. At home, there was an uneasy relationship between Jerome's monks and the Bishop of Jerusalem, and near the end of his life in 420 A.D., other enemies burned down his monasteries. Over the years, in spite of all his difficulties, Jerome continued to translate the books of the Bible. He translated the New Testament into Latin from the Greek original, and the books of the Old Testament into Latin from the Hebrew. The books of the Old Testament were translated at different times, and then given to friends to read. Then they were collected, published, and gradually superseded all other Latin versions. Both the Old and New Testament translations were known as the Vulgate edition of the Bible, and became the most popular version of his day. For 15 centuries, Jerome's Vulgate was recognized as the authentic Latin biblical text of the Catholic Church. The Bible used today by English-speaking Catholics is a translation of the Vulgate made at Reims and Douai, France, toward the end of the 16th century. God used Jerome as his instrument to create a translation of the Bible, which was widely read not only in his day, but became a standard during the decline of learning after the fall of Rome, into the Middle Ages, and to this day. God has given us talents, which he intends for us to use for his honor and glory, not ours. Let us find opportunity to lovingly turn our abilities back to him.